Kia ora. John Winters, New Zealand Supermarket Sleuth, with a look this time not only at the UK but also at Australia and New Zealand. What's happening with our two German discounters who are still growing their store estates in the UK? Aldi expects to create 5,500 new roles across the UK this year as it continues with its expansion programme. The country's fourth largest supermarket retailer currently has more than 1,000 stores and employs over 45,000 staff. Roles it will be recruiting will include store assistants, managers and cleaners at new stores opening this year, with it also hiring across its 11 regional distribution centres and head office. Aldi recently committed to a long-term goal of opening 500 more stores in the UK, with more than £1.4 billion being invested throughout 2023 and 2024 as it works towards this target. Meanwhile, it's making further price cuts in the UK and Ireland as it continues to pass on reduced cost pressures to its customers. Julie Ashfield, Managing Director of Buying at Aldi, said, "This year, we're aiming to cut more prices than ever before, helping our customers access the lowest prices possible." End of her words. If you enjoy your wine, the discounter's offering consumers the chance to receive free wine in exchange for reviews of its new spring-summer wine range. Aldi's looking to recruit 30 wine enthusiasts to trial its new range. Successful applicants will get three bottles from its upcoming spring-summer wine range, which launches in stores on March 18 to test and review over an 8-week period. In return, those chosen will need to share honest reviews of the wines across their social media channels. And how's its main competitor Lidl faring? It's been named the cheapest supermarket in the Grocer's Super Grocer 33 survey, beating all the major supermarkets and key rival Aldi. The price index, which compares the price of 33 everyday grocery items across the UK's seven major supermarkets, found Lidl to be cheaper even after other supermarkets' loyal discount schemes were applied. Overall, Lidl offered the cheapest price on 31 products and exclusively the lowest price for two products across a range of categories. Richard Bourne, as Chief Commercial Officer at Lidl GB, said, "While other supermarkets may try and match us with price promises and loyalty schemes, we know more and more customers are coming through our doors and staying thanks to our unbeatable offering. From lower prices to bringing new technology to the shelves, Lidl GB says it will make the switch from paper pricing tags to electronic shelf labels known as ESLs, following the success of trials in more than 35 stores. The discounter noted that the move, set to be completed by the end of this year, will save over 206 tonnes of carbon annually through paper and packaging reductions, while ink usage will also be minimised. During trials, which began in September 2022, more than two-thirds of shoppers surveyed said they didn't notice the change. Lidl said this demonstrated how the technology can help bolster its store operations without impacting the experience of shoppers. Surely it could also mean the trials didn't make much of a difference. The discounter highlighted that the tech removes the need to manually check and update paper price tags, allowing staff to focus on customer service and restocking shelves. Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda and Morrisons have all trialled ESLs, but none have fully adopted the technology. On the other hand, Aldi has been trying ESLs in a number of stores over the last couple of years and is starting to roll them out more widely. Smaller operators such as ScotMid and Southern Co-op recently completed the rollout of ESLs across their estates of convenience stores. Now, Lidl has been suffering financial problems and is now taking a step to keep growing in the UK at less cost to itself. Amid high debt costs and heavy losses, Lidl GB is seeking investors to build a portfolio of supermarkets it would then lease from them. According to trade magazine The Grocer, the discounter wants to raise £91 million to build 12 new sites across the country. The report notes that this is the first time it has sought such funding in the UK. Lidl scaled back its opening programme last year from the usual 50 to only 25. Saying it was focusing investment on growing its distribution network. The grocer suggests that Lidl's parent, the Schwarz Group, has slowed its investment in the UK due to higher debt costs caused by soaring interest rates. The report says outside investment to build new stores could give Lidl a way to get its estate expansion programs back on track and help it reach its target of having 1,100 UK stores by the end of next year. The discounter has previously preferred to own its stores with only about 20% of its 960 UK stores being leasehold. And Lidl isn't the only supermarket facing financial problems. After posting a loss during its last financial year, upmarket Northern Grocer Booths said it's transferring the lease of one of its stores to Asda. The company said it was closing the Hales Barnes store after increases in its operating costs meant it was no longer possible to, their words, see a future where the store would be profitable under the Booths model, the end of their words. Store workers in the branch will be offered roles with Asda when it opens a supermarket on the site on a yet-to-be-confirmed date. Booths stressed that it has no plans to close any of its other 26 sites located across Lancashire, Cumbria, Yorkshire and Cheshire. Now to infant formula. Days after the Competition and Markets Authority announced the launch of a market study into the supply of infant formula in the UK, Iceland says it'll start selling 800 grams of SMA's Little Steps formula milk for £7.95, which is £1.80 cheaper than its rivals. Richard Walker, executive chairman of Iceland Foods, said, "We have a moral obligation to take action. The Prime Minister has said he is sad. Families are watering down formula to try and make it last longer. But again, these are just words, and Iceland is today taking further action," the end of his words, which has again been surveying supermarket shoppers to find out which stores offered the best service. Who do you think it is this time? It's Marks & Spencer again, proving to be the UK's best in-store supermarket. Taking the crown for the third year running, M&S Food achieved an overall customer score of 76%, including 5 out of 5 stars for overall customer service, staff availability and helpfulness, store appearance and overall quality of own label and fresh products. However, it only scored just 2 stars for value for money, with one customer describing the chain as a bit pricey. Aldi and Lidl were the only two chains to get 4 out of 5 stars for value for money, with no supermarket achieving 5 stars after a year of soaring food inflation. Aldi, which came second in the survey, got just 2 stars for its range, availability and self-service checkouts. After a year of disappointing trading, Asda and Morrisons found themselves at the bottom of the Which ranking, each scoring 64%, including just 2 stars for value for money. The ranking after an M&S at the top was 2nd Aldi, 73%, 3rd Waitrose, 72%, 4th Sainsbury's, 70%, equal with Tesco, 6th Iceland at 69%, 7th Lidl at 68%, and joint 8th, Asda and Morrisons at 64%. Which retail editor Ellie Clark commented, "M&S picked Aldi to first place in her annual satisfaction survey this year, showing that for shoppers who can afford it, quality products and brilliant customer service are still the key to a great in-store experience. No supermarket achieved 5 stars of value for money, but the fact that Aldi came second shows that price is still a top priority for many shoppers who have struggled with spiralling food costs for the last 2 years." End of her quote. And on the subject of Morrisons, just weeks after Asda launched a price matching scheme pegged against Aldi and Lidl, Morrisons has done the same as its new CEO Rami Bhatia develops his strategy to win back shoppers. The supermarket's now displaying new signage in store and online to highlight 200 everyday products that are price matched to either Aldi or Lidl, depending on whichever is cheaper. Lines covered by the pledge include cupboard staples such as cornflakes, canned tomatoes, rice and bread, as well as household cleaning items such as anti-back spray, bleach and toilet rolls. As part of its commitment to the country's farming sector, Morrisons is also including British beef mince, chicken fillets, semi-skim milk and carrots in the campaign. When you're doing your Sainsbury's shopping, do you ever fancy a coffee and a break? Well, it looks as though moves are taking place to let you have just that, a coffee break, and take the weight off, leaving the store, Sainsbury's and Costa Coffee have launched a collaboration that will see the rollout of a new in-store cafe offering. The agreement will initially see Costa opening 11 outlets within Sainsbury's supermarkets throughout the year as part of a £3 million investment. The two brands said the collaboration will cater for to the evolving needs and preferences of supermarket customers who are looking for convenient, great quality coffee. The first of the Costa Coffee cafes has opened at Sainsbury's Farlington Superstore in Portsmouth, selling drinks and food. The new store tie-up builds on the existing relationship between the two companies. Alongside its ready-to-drink and at-home ranges, Costa already has over 1,000 of its express machines in Sainsbury's stores and petrol stations, which sold 10 million cups of coffee in 2023, and that's a lot of coffee. Still with Sainsbury's, it's become the latest supermarket in the UK to launch a page on its online store dedicated to British products, similar to one launched by Morrisons last year. The Best of British section on Sainsbury's website aims to champion and raise the profile of British grown and produced products. The new page features over 450 locally sourced grocery products, including produce, meat, dairy, eggs and chilled essentials. In its stores, the supermarket already identifies British sourced products through labelling and packaging and has permanent signage in more than 1,000 of its larger stores. Sainsbury's noted that it works with over 15,000 British farmers sourcing £2 billion worth of produce every year. Finally, with Sainsbury's, we turn to security. Amid the current surge in retail crime, it's trialling innovative new electronic security cabinets in the alcohol aisles of some of its stores. According to the grocer, the locked self-service cabinets ask customers to complete a four-step process using a touch screen before the cabinet will open. One of the systems Sainsbury's is trialling is called a Freedom Case and has been developed by American retail technology company Indemi. It's fitted with technology that tracks when products have been removed and how long the cabinets have been opened. The report noted that versions of the Freedom Case system require customers to scan their loyalty card to access the case. The technology also has the capability for retailers to ask customers to identify themselves using their mobile phone number or via facial recognition. However, a Sainsbury's spokesman told the grocer that no facial recognition or customer data is required as part of the trial. They said, "We regularly review security measures in our stores and are currently trialling cabinets in a small number of branches." End of their words. Do you find it difficult to compare prices between the supermarkets? Well, that seems to be gradually changing for the better. Following criticism from the consumer watchdog Which and scrutiny by the CMA, Tesco is introducing unit pricing for its club card promotions. Consumer groups have suggested that the way Tesco displays its club card prices deals and the lack of unit pricing makes it difficult for shoppers to compare offers and find the best value options. The supermarket has challenged this but now said it'll make changes in the coming weeks. This will see the price per unit by volume or weight displayed alongside the total prices all its supermarkets and express convenience stores as well as online. In a customer blog, Tesco's UK Chief Executive Jason Terry said, "Over the coming weeks, these changes will appear in all our stores as our colleagues update millions of price labels on the shelf edge. We will also be adding these unit prices to our club card prices deals online." The end of his quote. He noted the inclusion of unit prices would allow for direct comparison between the club card price offer and the cost of alternative products. Sainsbury's has included unit prices on its Nectar Prices deals since it launched the scheme last April. Still with Tesco, it's opened a new Tesco Express store on the Isle of Man. The Castle Town site, in the first of 9 new stores set to be rebranded on the island in the coming months, following Tesco's acquisition of Shoprite last year. Before the deal, Tesco only operated one store on the Isle of Man in the capital, Douglas. Poundland's giving 150 stores in the UK and Ireland a major overhaul as part of its Project Evo transformation programme. The process, which is expected to be completed by August, marks the first significant investment in the majority of the stores for over 5 years. The revamp includes fresh signage, flooring and lighting. The shops also will be configured to carry the discounter's most comprehensive range, including children frozen food and its latest clothing and homeware ranges. The first 11 refurbishments, which includes some Deals outlets in Ireland, have been done, with a further 42 renovated by Easter and the rest over the summer months, said Poundland's Director of Property Services, Alan Smallman. Project Evo represents a significant investment in a substantial number of stores to make them brilliant places to shop and work. Over the past 5 years, we've transformed our offer for customers, adding extensive ranges of clothing, homewares, chilled and frozen food. We're now embarking on a programme that will show off those ranges in a modern and bright environment that's easy to shop, navigate and check out. That's the end of his quote, and that's all from the UK. But now we move down under. Shoppers in Australia are showing early signs of rebellion, leaving supermarket giant Coles unable to increase shelf prices to expand profits as households question the fairness of hikes at the country's major chains. Australian supermarkets have been in the news recently, with both Coles and Woolworths being accused of price gouging. Coles and Woolworths are far the biggest supermarket groups there, although they have many more significant competitors than in New Zealand. Here, Woolworths Australia is part of another duopoly with Foodstuffs, a cooperative. But whereas in Australia Woolworths and Coles are both chain stores, here only Woolworths is a chain store. Its main competitor, Foodstuffs, is a cooperative. In both countries, the duopolies have been accused of price gouging. The Australian government is investigating on their side of the Tasman, and at present the New Zealand Commerce Commission is considering an application for Foodstuffs in the North Island to merge with its sister company in the South Island. Complaints about high prices in the new NZ duopoly are constantly being made here, and it had been hoped that a recent Commerce Commission investigation into our duopoly would encourage more competitors to enter our market. New Zealand obviously had its eye on Aldi, but by deciding to make the duopoly also act as wholesalers, closed the door to Aldi, as the discounter would never agree to allow competitors to sell Aldi's unique products in their stores. How do supermarket shoppers in both countries come to the conclusion that both duopolies are price gouging? Well, you only have to look at how they do business with their suppliers. When Woolworths Australia moved to New Zealand over 20 years ago, it warned its suppliers here that whatever deal they struck with Foodstuffs, that Woolworths wanted the same. So each supermarket pays the same for products it chooses to sell, and clearly the result will be that products in the duopoly supermarkets will end up being sold at the same price as they are. If a supplier agrees a special promotion with Foodstuffs, then Woolworths will expect the same deal and vice versa. If you buy only on promotion from a Woolworths supermarket, you can be sure a Foodstuffs supermarket will have the same promotion very soon after. And that's it for this week, for this fortnight from New Zealand. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time with more from the UK and possibly from the other two countries too. Bye for now.